Welcome to the best of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast.
You know what you should have Laura do? Punch you in the urethra, and then it'll make it, you know.
You think that I got some blockage or something?
Well, you never know. What if it could just be like some...
I mean, is there like a Roto-Rooter type thing?
Oh, God, what if you have a baby cockroach stuck?
What?
What if you have a baby cockroach stuck in your pee hole? Just like crawled in there?
Of all the things to say, I mean, you could have said jelly bean or something fun. You said baby cockroach?
Yeah, they go into people's ears sometime. What if it was small enough and went inside your penis?
And jelly beans don't really crawl, so yeah. It'd be very hard for that.
Yeah.
Or what if it was like one of those mealworms or a centipede? It's in your penis right now. And that's why you have sad peas and your jizz stream don't go nowhere. It's getting stuck up against a dead centipede.
It comes out, but then it just kind of...
Well, yeah, I mean, eventually it comes out.
You know...
What if you got
falls? Out, like,
What if you got bugs in there and it's eating your younglings?
It's like when when you pour too much soda into a cup, and it comes out the top and just kind of goes down the sides.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's like that.
Just needs like a.
It needs like a Mentos, you know.
Maybe
like a.
Maybe your belly button.
HGH. Maybe that would help.
Maybe your belly button's getting back at you for all those years that you put jizz in it.
Yeah, I would jizz into my belly button and then splash it out.
Yeah, maybe you didn't like that.
You think?
Maybe it's working with your penis to like get you to stop doing that.
Right. I don't do that anymore.
Well, it's scarred now.
My fat's kind of like when I sit normally, my fat closes up my belly button. Like it folds it closed.
I think my belly's so big, I could put my penis into it when I'm jerking it. And then jizz into my belly hole.
It'd be like a tiny vagina.
Like yeah. you could fuck your belly button?
Well, I don't think I could fuck it, but I could like insert it into it and then get ready and then spoot and then have it shoot out in all different directions.
He could play just the tip with his. Yeah.
Do you get some distance?
I can. Like, it's all about the angle.
Oh, maybe that's it. Maybe I'm going at the wrong angle.
You gotta get a good
You wanna trajectory. Get like a good arc? Like
right. Too low, and it's just going to go down. And,
right.
And too high, it's just going to...
It's
know.
Just going to...
But if you get that perfect, you can get like 3-4 feet. Or I can't.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
You could try to skip it off your belly and into your like chin. That'll be fun.
No. I mean, like...
No?
That's why I don't like masturbating while laying on my back.
The purpose of this isn't like so that I can jizz on my own chin. I mean, don't get me wrong. That
so
is,
what
is what
kind of
I'm
goal?
Going for.
I would what is like, your goal, then?
I would just like to feel like a man, if only for a moment, and shoot like a nice rope of jism like across the room and say, yeah.
I think if you take like protein shakes and protein powder and
you things. Think I'm just not eating the right food?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't look like
whey
you eat
powder,
the right food at all.
Some creatine.
Look who's talking. Do you get any distance on your jism?
Oh yeah,
right you do.
Yeah.
What are you eating?
Everything.
Everything.
All right. I gotta tell you guys my Blink 182 story. So I don't really like Blink 182. I've never really been a fan. You were kind of a fan.
Oh, yeah, I'm a fan.
You're currently a fan?
I mean, I haven't like bought their new album.
I should have called you. But anyway,
I would have gone.
I win tickets on the radio to the Blink 182 concert.
And oh, so you took it away from somebody who actually wanted to go.
Well, I thought I was winning Incubus tickets. And, you know, I'm not like the biggest Incubus fan, but I would have went and saw Incubus.
Yeah.
For free, sure.
Yeah.
But I won Blink 182 tickets. The guy calls and he goes, hey, man, you won two tickets to see Blink 182. It's like one of those Texter 500 deals. And I was like,
oh.
Okay, cool. So I call a friend of mine. I'm like, hey, man. I won these tickets to see Blink 182. I don't really give two fucks about Blink 182, but I'll go. You know, what?
Free concert.
It's a free concert. It'll be fun. We'll have a beer, you know, check out the broads on the lawn. Why not? So I drive to the radio station downtown. I pick up the tickets. So I've invested time and effort into getting these tickets to a point where, like, I'm not just going to not go now. You know, I mean, like, I took the time to go get them. Now I'm going to go. So the dude that I had called and asked if he wanted to go, he said, yeah, last minute says, you know, I don't really want to go. So I'm stuck with these fucking tickets. And I'm thinking to myself, well, fuck. You know, I drove down to the radio station. I got these tickets. I'm not just going to, like, take it. I tried a couple other people. Nobody wanted to go. I said, I'll fucking put them on Craigslist, make $20 on them. You know, is it morally fucked up to sell tickets that I won on a radio station? Probably.
No.
Probably.
No.
I was thinking probably, but I said, fuck it. If I get $20 for them, it'll be worth driving down to the radio station, take an hour to go get them. So I put them on Craigslist. 2 o'clock in the morning, the night before the show, some broad emails me and says, hey, man, I totally want those tickets. Where can I meet you to pick them up? And so the show was the next day. I said, well, I'll be at work all day. If you want to come to my job, I work by myself. You just come in the office, give me $20, they're yours. So, I mean, that's easy enough, right? I gave her the address, I told her where it was, and, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to make $20 on this fucking deal. So, next day, I'm in my office, about the time this broad says she's going to show up, an older woman comes into my office and says, are you the guy selling the concert tickets? And so, like, you know, I'm like, well, yeah. And so I reach into my back pocket, pull out my wallet. I have the tickets in my wallet. I get out the tickets, and she puts her hand out and says, no, no, no. I'm not the one buying the tickets. I'm like, what the fuck? What's going on here? So she says, what is going on is my son's girlfriend emailed you about the tickets, and I saw the email and know where she's going to be. And when she gets here, we're going to take her to rehab. And I just want you to know that it's not a kidnapping. So don't call the police or anything. But when she gets here, we're going to take her.
We're going to kidnap her.
How is that not a kidnapping?
Yeah. I said, okay, and she goes, well, no, it's none of your concern. We'll get her in the parking lot. I'll let her come in first and buy the tickets from you so that you're not out. But then we're going to take her.
Really?
And so I said, dude, I don't really want anything to do with whatever this is. And she goes, well, it's none of your business. It's none of your concern.
If it just happens in your parking lot, it
please,
is.
Please tell me now if you're going to call the police. I said, well, I'm not going to call the police. I mean, I guess I'm not going to call the police. I you know. So I sit around for probably an hour after she said she was going to be there, and this chick doesn't show. So I'm thinking, well, I had to go to lunch. I had to go take a bank deposit. I'm thinking, well, maybe I'll just get lucky, and this will go down while I'm gone. Because now I'm not concerned about $20. I'm concerned about being accessory to a kidnapping.
Right, they're going to see that the last thing she did was respond and tell them this guy she was going to meet him for the concert tickets.
If you look at her email, you'll see my email address telling her to be there at a certain time.
Last anyone ever saw.
I would immediately call the police.
Yeah, so I go away and I come back and the coast is clear. I'm thinking, cool, you know, nobody's here. Maybe I missed it. Maybe I didn't see anything. Sure enough, the woman and the husband waited in the car the first time. The second time he came in, the woman says, she hasn't been here yet. And I said, I know. I haven't seen her. She said, you didn't tip her off that I was here, did you? I said, bitch, I have no fucking idea who this woman is. I said, I don't know who she is. I don't know who you are. I don't have her phone number. I said, she was just going to give me $20 for a couple fucking concert tickets I won on the radio. And the husband says, whoa, 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 I'll buy the tickets from you. And I said, dude, whatever the fuck is going on, I'll tell you what. I'll give you the tickets. I handed him the tickets. I said, I will give you the tickets. You take the tickets. You find them, and you can give them to him, or you could throw them in the trash. I don't want anything to do. I don't want anybody coming here. I don't want any. This is my job. I said, I don't want any crazy kidnapping shit going on. I don't want anything to do with this. Just take the tickets and fuck off. And you know, I mean, like, typically when, like, you know, someone had put something up for $20 and then offered to just give it to you, you would say, like, you know, oh, are you sure? Or, you know, he said, okay, just took him, started walking out. And so the woman turns back around, like on the way out the door, and she says, well, if they come here, don't tell them we were here, or just tell them you sold them to somebody else. Or I was like, dude, I ain't telling nobody nothing.
I'm going to keep the door locked.
I said, why don't you call her and tell her you got the fucking tickets and fuck off and leave me alone. So later on that afternoon, the mom who came in and talked to me's son called me and said, hey, we're coming up to get the tickets later on. We just wanted to make sure that you were still there. I said, dude, your mom and dad came in here earlier, and I gave them the tickets, so you might want to call them. And the guy kind of talked to somebody else, like, hey, this guy says it. He goes, dude, are you fucking with us? And I was like, no, I'm not fucking with you. He goes, why would my parents have came up there? I said, I have no idea. You might want to call them. He goes, wait, was the guy bald? And I said, yeah, he was bald. He goes, holy fuck, that was my dad.
Mike, you got a demon in you.
Well, speaking of demons and buttholes, I was told that there is a demon, that a one-eyed demon that comes in the night and rapes men's asses. And there was a theory floating around the locker room that was what was going on with my butthole when I was having the problems. And this is a demon that has existed for, you know, millions of years. They've talked about Papa Bawa, the ass male raping ass demon.
Is this a real demon?
Yeah, Papa Bawa, the demon that rapes men in the night.
Yeah.
But I don't think that I've ever actually been raped by him. It was just a theory. I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Maybe your butthole is possessed and that's why it's so hungry.
Maybe you're getting abducted by aliens and they're probing you.
That or his anus hungers for fingers.
Why fingers? Like, I mean, like, why are you saying fingers? I mean, like, why don't you just, I mean, like, you know, if you're saying a dude's ass is hungry, then why not go dicks? I mean, my ass isn't hungry for either, but, like, why would it want be some fingers? Dicks. It'd be like... I mean, like, if an asshole is hungry, it's not hungry for fingers. Who's just going to sit around and finger their asshole all day? Especially you're going to want to get fucked in the ass, right?
It's hungry for fingers. It wants you to touch it.
Like, seriously, man, I'm so fucking psyched about second base. Would in the gay world, would fingering a dude's ass be second base? What would...
I don't know. I hated baseball. I still do. I never went by, like, the baseball metaphor.
I thought second base was titties.
Yeah, but dudes don't have titties. I think finger and asshole.
I think second base is anal.
Second base is anal?
Yeah, first base is blowies.
Did you go to a Catholic school?
Well, you know the story of Paul and how he does shit.
Yeah. Paul's got a mad hunger for butt.
Second base is buttholes for Paul.
That's how you roll. That was actually not my idea. That was her idea.
Yeah, but you didn't, like...
Why, well, no, so I mean, Jesus if wouldn't cry?
Fuck somebody, oh, yeah, I was down for whatever.
So Jesus wouldn't cry if you fucked her in the butt?
Yeah, she's exactly. Still a virgin.
Yeah.
She was still a virgin.
Yeah. Which I don't think she is.
No,
I think not anymore.
No, not anymore. Yeah, no, not anymore. No. I think you take one in the pooper, then yeah, you're forever dirty in God's eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't think that's something that he'll get over. Be like, no, dude, you took it in the ass. That's a dirty place.
Remember, Jesus watches you.
Yeah.
Jesus had to watch that.
The best part of the story is that this is not the Napier measuring his own anus depth story that I was referring to.
So this is what really happened?
Well, this is a whole totally different circumstance.
Yeah.
From what I remember, he told us about how he took a yardstick.
Yeah, I took a yardstick. I wrapped it in a condom and painter's tape.
Did you really do this, or is this just like a funny thing that
I didn't really
say? Okay.
I didn't really do this. But I told Paul that I did, along with this woman in this class.
Wait, I mean, do you think that like it's beyond the realm of possibility that Napier measured is the depth of his asshole?
No, I totally thought this was legit.
I mean, like, I'm not the asshole asking that question. I mean, like, it could happen.
Right, exactly.
Okay, anyway. So you put a condom on a yardstick, but you didn't really.
No, but I didn't really. And I put it up my ass to see how far it would go. And sure enough, I had to tape two together because of how far the first one went. I lost it, and I had to get a friend out to kind of pull it out a little bit.
You had to get one of those grabby tools, like, you know, that you get stuff off the top shelf.
And use a hand mirror to, because you can't see your own asshole. So I had to use, like, a series of mirrors to, like, get, you know, the proper angle. And I'll say this, my butthole's hairy as fuck.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know how hairy it was. It just looked nasty.
Right. You know, I know that it's kind of hard to look at your own asshole, like, you know, from my problems. Yeah.
So you weren't, like, spread eagle with your legs behind your head just looking at
Yeah, no, I mean, that's something
I'm
I tried.
Not that flexible. There's no way with my legs behind my head. So, well, that wouldn't have happened.
So what does this have to do with Paul's wife?
Well, I was telling Paul this story outside of class, and that's the first thing that this woman hears in a dialogue between us, and he wanted to ask her out.
Yeah.
And it could have been this lady thinks that we're both rapists, and then they never would have gotten married.
I wish that the story was like she really had the hots for Napier, but like Napier knew that you liked her, and so like he took a bullet and made up a thing about sticking rulers in his ass, you know, so that
maybe that's what really focused. Happened. And he's been like, you know, saving my feelings this whole time.
You think?
Maybe
it could be.
Yeah,
I'd never
like, likely. He was like, you know, I got to be a good friend here. You know, I gotta take one for the team and you know, step aside. But I mean, there's no way that she could resist him. You know,
not just, physically.
I mean, like, well, in the first not physically. I mean, not unless you like. See, I meant that differently.
But no, she's a little person. It would be very hard.
She's so tiny, I wouldn't have to use tools. Well, you know, unless I really wanted to.
Okay, enough raping my wife talk. Yeah, but when he first told the story, he included like a little like shimmy backing up because he like put the end of the ruler against like a wall.
Oh, so he did like a little shake,
right? And he was like showing how he had backed up onto the ruler as deep as it could go.
Did you?
I couldn't reach all the way back, so I had to.
Did you tape the ruler like secure it to the wall, like really good? So, or
no,
did,
I mean it would come with me when
just,
I was.
Oh,
gone.
You just kind of rested your weight on it so that it stayed in place.
Yeah,
and
I mean
just
when
kind of inched back.
Well,
inched
my butthole's tight, so it's just going to clamp down on it when it's ready to clamp down. I mean, it knows what it's doing when it's ready. When it's ready to close, it'll close.
It's trained.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not elbow deep. There was an exact measurement.
Yeah, there was, but I mean,
multiple yardsticks.
For most people, it's at least to your elbow. So I'm giving everybody.
I don't
a reference.
Think to my elbow is more than one yardstick. Or were those two different stories again? Was it
your forearm's bigger than a yard?
No, shorter than a yard. Yeah. You said it was multiple yardsticks. You had to get the second one in there.
Yeah, but you're saying
like
you're...
The surface.
Maybe there's holes in your story.
There's holes in my anus.
This is because it never actually happened. Yeah. So every time it's retold, it's you know slightly different.
I got my anus perforated by the ruler because it had the sharp corners. So I had to go to the hospital like Mr. Hands did when he got fucked by that horse. And he died. Mr. Hands died.
Mr. Hands?
Mr. Hands. He was this dude on the internet who used to like put videos of himself up on the internet of him getting fucked by horses.
And you've one
how
about
do you make
before?
A horse fuck you?
They want to fuck you.
Yeah, you put
peanut butter in their asshole and they're like, I have to put my dick in this peanut butter? I don't think I've ever fucked peanut butter. You'd want to use like the creamy kind. You wouldn't want to use the
right.
Oh no, you use the chunky kind. It gets like the texture on there. Got a little good feeling in it. Gives you little pokes every once in a while. It's hot.
No, I don't like little pokes.
Yeah, you get a little nut thing in your pee hole and you kind of jam it down there. And then you kind of massage that part. It's like, ooh, that's different.
Napier, me and you already talked about this. everything is kind of derivative of everything. I mean, like, everything comes from everything. I had a genius idea, like, maybe less than a week ago, and I was so fucking proud of myself. And I was like, I'm going to tell Napier about this, and Napier's going to say, holy shit, this is fucking genius. We're going to have to talk about this on the podcast. So I planned this whole thing out. I go to the bar with Napier. I'm telling Napier about my plan, okay? I'm going to tell you the whole story, and then Napier is going to tell you what he said. There's a million boner pills, right? I mean, that's scientists are making bigger and better boner pills. They're making, you know, all these boner pills. We've got boner pills. It's done. What we need is flavored jizz. They need a supplement, a pill, a injection, some kind of something that makes your jizz delicious so that you get more blowjobs.
They have that. They have like a regimen of foods you can eat so your jizz tastes.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that takes research and like a whole bunch of foods. I'm talking like one pill that you just take that makes it delicious.
I think we need to work on just a make chick super horny pill. I think that's way of higher priority.
I like blowjobs, Paul. I do.
I do too.
I
but
love blowjobs.
If they were super horny all the time, they would just like.
Yeah, but I mean, like, then you gotta like. Then it's like borderline kind of roofie, and then it's like, you know, hey, take this pill against your will. I'm gonna sneak it into your food and shit. But I mean, like, if you can just make a pill that makes your shit delicious, then like they're gonna want to suck your dick all the time, right?
But then everyone will take the pill.
Yeah, but then then you'd be like, well, how do you bring that up? It's like, oh, by the way, my jizz tastes delicious. Like, then you know you're this huge douchebag. It's like, hey, by the way,
if you're lying about it.
Here's the thing.
Because then they don't know. I mean, they can't look at you and be like, I bet that did.
You tell them like that you're taking the pill. You tell them that your jizz is delicious because you're taking this. And then they want to try it. They do. It's out there. Everybody knows about it. They're like, oh, my God, I have to try this amazing-tasting jizz. You know, pina colada or cherry or vanilla or cake icing. A million different flavors, and they want to try all of them. And, you know, their friends start trying it, and they're like, oh, my God, you got to get your man on this pina colada shit.
You know, there's already something like this. You just tell chicks you got a big dick. And if you got a big dick, they try it, and they're like, their friends want to try it.
But everybody says they have a big dick except me.
Well, you just got to say you got a big dick, and that gets the first one. And then whether or not you do,
oh, so that's how
friends.
Bobby does it.
Right. Okay, but anyway, where I was going with this is I came up with this whole thing. I laid it all out. I was really excited about it. I thought I was onto a genius idea. I had all kinds of ideas for this plan. And then Napier crushed me with one sentence. One fucking sentence. Napier just fucked up my whole day. Go ahead and say it, Napier.
Isn't that Ron White's wife's idea?
That's what he said. And he told me that it was on Ron White's first CD and that I stole it from somebody else. And I was fucking crushed because I know that I've heard Ron White's CD. I don't remember it, but I'm sure that I heard it. And then I'm thinking, was that fucking bit in the back of my mind and then just kind of came to the front like in my voice and like I was like, oh my God, I just thought of something genius. Or did I actually think of this? And like, I know I've heard it, so I probably didn't think of it.
No.
But I didn't remember the thing. It was just, it was there. And then I thought of it and I thought it was genius. And then like I started questioning everything. It's like, is every thought that I've ever had from something that somebody else said that like I've just kind of adopted to be my own thinking?
Yes.
And it fucks me up about everything. It's like,
I have had moments where it's like I say something and it's pretty funny and it's like, is that from something? And I'm like, I don't think so, but maybe it is.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, because you don't always know. It's just a funny thing is filed in the back and sometimes it flows to the surface, you know.
Like shit.
Just like shit.
Just like feces.
It's exactly like shit. But I went to Paul first, and I told Paul. And Paul was like, wow, that's pretty cool. You know, maybe we'll get some new listeners. Maybe, you know, this will bring us to the next level. Maybe you know, he seemed genuinely excited. And so I call Napier. And Napier, without hesitation, says, well, what are their N-word parameters? He wants to know if he can say the N-word Radio FUBAR. So, like Napier's mind, when I tell him, hey, some fellow wants to put us on his internet radio station, Napier initially goes to, How can I get us kicked off of Radio FUBAR? Before we're even fucking on Radio FUBAR, Napier's thinking, I'm just going to get in there and start shooting out the N-word to see what happens. That's where your fucking mind goes.
I just wanted to know what words I'm not allowed to use, and I won't use them.
But, like, you didn't even hesitate. You didn't even say, wow, that's great. You just went straight to, how do they feel about the N-word? And I mean, like, I know that that's not, like, in your heart. I know that, like, I mean, like, you know, as a normal white person, you have those thoughts from time to time, as we all do. But, I mean, I know that, like, you're not just going to start, like, throwing out N-bombs, like, you know, willy-nilly.
I just say it for the shock effect.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to know if I'm not allowed to say that.
Well, I mean, he didn't specify, but I don't think he needs to. I don't think that, like, he needs to email us. And, by the way, guys, you should probably steer clear of the N-word.
Well, I don't think he's listened to us.
No, he hasn't. No, I guarantee he hasn't. Actually, he confirmed that he hasn't. But he did tell us that he has some pretty shocking shows on RadioFubar.com and assumes that there's no way that we're worse than them.
Yeah, well, let's hope.
In any case, I've been giving out a lot of web addresses in this episode.
And the funniest part is you don't even know if it's correct. You're just fucking throwing it out there.
Just try one of them. One of them will be right.
Yeah, just search for boards.
It's going to be one of those for sure.
Ah, put in a Google search. See what happens, you know. We're out there somewhere.
It'll take you somewhere
fantastic.
Speaking of,
let's Google the Quad Cities, because we will be on the premier internet radio station of the Quad Cities.
What's the Quad Cities?
Napier, get out your intelligent phone and Google Quad Cities.
Don't you have some kind of touchpad?
I know the Quad City DJs.
Which one were they? Were they...
Come on, ride the train.
And ride it. Woo, woo!
Yeah.
So, like, if we find out where they are, we will know where the Quad City DJs are from.
Yeah, and we can start brushing up on our...
Do you think that, like, one DJ came from each city in question?
Probably. Well, I think the Quad Cities are, like, considered one unit. Kind of like Minneapolis, St. Paul, or whatever.
Yeah, but, like...
Twin cities.
Davenport,
Cedar Rapids, and... What?
Yeah, well, Davenport sounds right.
Iowa, correct.
Cedar Rapids. And I think Iowa allows 16-year-old strippers.
16? Really?
Yeah. Oh,
that can't be legal.
I'm pretty sure it's legal
there.
How
do we live in Missouri, then?
So if we want to visit the capital, the headquarters of Radio FUBAR, maybe, you know, we could arrange that.
Okay, so it's apparently Moline, Illinois.
Illinois.
Who has the best 16-year-old strippers around?
We're looking for strippers aged 16.
You know,
there is no way that's legal.
Look it up.
They're the strippers you can't fuck afterwards.
That is illegal.
I don't think the show has ever sunk to pedophilia before, has it?
No.
We're bringing our A game, though, so...
No, I'm pretty sure we have many times.
Have we?
Yeah,
I don't listen to the show, so I have no idea.
Hey, children, go into your closet.
He wanted them to make new pickles. Is that anything to do with new pickles?
Hey, yeah, kids. I think that's called molestation.
Do the voice.
Yeah, hey, kids, we're gonna go outside. We're not gonna get the pickles. We're all gonna make new pickles in your pickle jar. Get ready. We're not eating it.
I don't like that voice. It's scary.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've told children to stick markers up their ass and then
crab
walk around.
Why are you saying we when you know who the problem is?
Well,
it's Captain N-word.
Our name is associated.
That man needs a case.
You told us to bring our A game. We're bringing the A game. 16-year-old strippers.
Well,
raping your wife.
I'm gonna be 30 next month.
You're fucking old.
I know. I'm an old man, and like it seems like.
Does your pecker work like it used to?
Mommy, because
I mean got dick
that?
For days.
Sounds like a gay weekend.
Yep.
I don't even know what was I talking about. Because now I'm
your
just
dick
thinking
being
your old dick not working very well.
Napier,
do you have saggly, wrinkly balls?
His dick, like like front of the
like fruit
those,
by the foot.
Takes
like,
days.
Like you know that thing they wind up hose on a fire engine? Like Napier just unwinding loads of dick.
I don't think they have
dick.
Those anymore.
Well, what are
hoses?
Hoses?
Yeah, no, they have
the little windy things for the hoses.
Yeah, fire trucks fold their hoses now.
Wait, Paul. So what you're telling me is firemen have hoses?
Yeah.
They have hoses that shoot water from them?
Yeah.
And they have those on their trucks because
still,
how else would they...
Still to this day.
Yep.
How else would they transport them if not...
By hand.
On their truck.
Yeah, but they're not unraveling them with a wheel like 1940s
well, they
Bugs
have
Bunny
to have
cartoons.
It rolled up because if they just have a big jumble of hose...
It's not
there,
rolled up,
get
it's folded.
Kinked.
Yeah, it's folded.
It's folded on the bottom rung of the truck.
Yeah.
In the little box.
We need to take a field trip. We need
to go
Iowa. To a firehouse. Oh, you're still thinking 16-year-old strippers.
Old strippers.
You know, like 16-year-old strippers, though, I'm like picturing that in my head, and they just seem like young enough that I wouldn't really dig it.
I remember having sex
That's
with 16-year-olds when
yeah,
I was 16.
But you were...
And they were hot.
But like now, wouldn't you just feel weird?
Negative.
Napier. Wouldn't you just feel weird?
Come on. I
would only feel weird if it was illegal.
I need one,
right.
one of the people
the
I'm
sense,
sharing
yes,
a podcast with.
Very weird. Is it what I need to ask?
Yes, as a 30-year-old man, fucking a 16-year-old would be weird.
We're not talking about fucking a 16-year-old. We're just talking about her taking off her clothes to music.
Oh, and that's fine.
Right, exactly.
But Napier doesn't spit on her. He goes in another room.
Yeah. All over the place. In the other room, actually.
Napier... doesn't trust anyone. I haven't told you about this?
No, what is this?
Napier doesn't trust anyone with his semen. So, like, when he's about to finish, he gets up and removes himself from the room and finishes elsewhere.
So you finish yourself off all the time?
That was a joke. I called Mike up one day, and he's been running with it the entire goddamn
time. You're just
time.
Embarrassed. Go ahead. Hey,
you tell sounded
Paul,
embarrassed.
Tell Paul about what you do. We're leaving it all out there.
Okay, so what I do is, me and my woman friend are having relations with her vagina, and then before my happiness comes up, I will say, excuse me, and I will dismount, and then I will trudge into the bathroom and drop my children off at the pool, flush them gently into the abyss. But no, I don't do that.
Aren't you worried about, like, little half-fish babies?
Oh, you mean chud babies?
I thought chud babies were incubated, like, in someone's anus.
Well, I mean, if they go into the sewer system, they're going into the poopers. I mean, that's where the poop goes. They're going to where the poop is.
So it's
is.
Like a half-poop, half-fish, half-human?
Yeah. And it's all, like, I'm sure there's more than just my seed in there. There's got to be all kinds of sperms and what
melting
else.
Melting pot.
Yeah, a melting pot full of chemicals and jizz. And used condoms and batteries and... Well, probably not batteries. But, yeah, used condoms.
No, there's probably plenty of batteries down yeah. there. No one reads the label. No one throws them away.
I don't think they would flush, though. How are they supposed
to get...
Really? You can
if
flush
my,
a battery?
If my double deuce a, can go a, down, a. then a fucking double A can go down for sure.
A double A battery?
Yeah.
How could a double A battery not be flushed and yet my foot-long
you know,
turd
have you ever,
can be
like,
flushed?
Looked at your turd and, like, wondered how much it weighed?
I've wanted to show people my turds, but look at this. This is amazing.
But you can't do that anymore. Like, I think I did that most recently, like, a year or two ago. And somebody was like,
shit?
Mike, you're 28 years old. You can't take pictures of your poop anymore. But,
how
you know,
often
I mean, like,
did
the,
you do that?
The internet and, like, our cameras on our phones and stuff, I feel as though that's what it was made for.
Taking pictures of your poop?
I mean, like, why else would you need a camera on you all the time other than to, like, take pictures of, like, your amazing accomplishments?
Do you know if your poop's bigger than your dick, you're gay?
Yep.
No, that's not a real thing.
No,
that's a real
very
thing.
Very true. It's a fact.
You mean, like, yeah. consistently? Or, like, if you've taken one poop in your life? Because...
Well, if you take one dick in your life, are you gay?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Then, yeah, just yeah. if one...
Yeah, you are.
Facts.
It's a fact.
I mean, like, I think I take normal-sized poops for the most part, but I got a little bitty dick.
So you're very obviously gay.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's... Isn't there... what if, like your poops are consistently bigger than, like, an average dick size? That's fair. That's fair. You guys are fagging me out here. Stop it.
Obviously, your butthole is still hungry.
It's not, though. It's not.
It is hungry.
It's not hungry.
Your butt is hungry, and it needs to feed. We've been over this time and time again.
It's a dick fire.
You just need to feed it.
It's been fine lately. It hasn't been bothering me lately.
Yeah, like a vampire that rests. Eventually, it's going to awaken and
like
get
a
the cravings.
Rest for like months, though. It just
Sometimes they rest for like centuries, man.
Yeah, it depends on which vampire.
Dude, I don't think it's coming back. Stop.
It'll
I don't wish
back.
That on anybody. That was awful.
Didn't it go away for a little bit and come back?
Well, I mean, not like as majorly as it had before.
Well, it was just really hungry. You didn't feed it enough last time. You have to give it enough for it to
slumber. I don't feed it at all. I've never fed it once.
You said you fed it.
No, I didn't.
You fed it fingers.
I distinctly remember never having said that I fed it.
You said you fed it fingers.
Stop it.
You fed your butt
fingers. What are you doing? Stop it.
You fed your butt fingers.
Stop it.
You were telling me, like, oh, God, it's so itchy in there. I just got to itch it.
Stop
and you were, like, feeding it fingers.
Cut it out. This isn't funny. You're not being funny right now. You're just being mean. And it never happened, okay?
Yes, it did. Happened like 9 times. At least 9.
Okay, so can we agree on that? That it's like average dick size, not like your particular dick size?
Well, it's whoever's dick, like, the butthole belongs to. It's comparative to your penis.
But no, I mean, like...
Right.
What you're saying doesn't make sense.
It's kind of like how, like, your foot is exactly as long as your elbow to your wrist.
Your foot is?
Yeah.
Your foot is your elbow to your...
Mine is not.
I think that's right.
Mine is not.
For the most part.
No, I have tiny...
What does that have to do with dicks, though?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of the same. Like, your butthole, if it produces bigger poops than your dick...
So you're saying, basically, because A equals B...
Oh, I'm not saying that's...
C equals
D. I'm not saying that's why you're gay.
Yeah.
No, it's not like a cause and effect. If this, then you become gay. It's just an indicator.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like what they found out...
Like a lispy voice, kind of? Like, hey.
Yeah, like that Brian dude at the Pizza Hut.
But like, where would you ever be in a situation where like you're measuring someone's dick and their shit?
You're supposed to do that yourself.
Like
science, dude.
I mean, by then, like, if you're getting that intimate with somebody, you're probably already fucking them. So,
why?
Like, the only person who's ever done that knows that the person is gay because, like.
It's just one way for you to know that you're gay. Look, man, I'm not a scientist. I'm just telling you what they found out.
Yeah.
Who found this out?
Science.
Napier just made this up just now.
No, we didn't make this up, dude.
Does that sound like something that
this was
up?
In some journal of medicine like 5 years ago.
Periodical.
It's been out. I mean,
peer-reviewed.
I don't know if you read peer-reviewed medical journals like I do, but obviously you need to get with the times.
I spend my time reading very dry... medical research. That's what my hobby is.
Yeah. You have no idea the vast amounts of knowledge that I have on foot phones.
And buttholes. No homo.
Yeah, no homo. I look to Mark Lang for inspiration like preachers look to Jesus. Like every day I wake up, I think, what would Mark Lang do in this situation? And then I immediately punch a broad in her tit and spit on her.
That's what you do every morning.
So we've
well,
like,
I, you know, not every morning, but you know, a lot of mornings. You know,
living the high life.
Look, I strive for greatness. I don't meet it. I don't meet it every day, but I strive for it.
I mean, you got to. Otherwise, what's the point of even getting up? I mean, if you're just planning on being a fuck, you might as well stay in bed. You got to bring your A game every day.
Exactly.
Give 110%, just like our friend Mark Lang. Do you have to go see the Twilight movies?
Yes.
No.
You had to go see the Twilight movies? Did you see the latest one?
No.
You haven't seen the latest one?
No.
Can I spoil it for you?
You're not a true Twihard.
Well, Team Jacob, motherfucker.
I have to go see all the Twilight movies because, you know, I and the latest one, basically, the whole movie, the wolf guys... want to kill all the werewolf guys, right?
Okay,
guys want to kill the vampire guys.
Okay, so that's the first movie.
Because they find out that they're going to have a vampire kid, and that's a bad thing. I don't know why. So you go through the whole movie, and it's all this build-up because the wolves want to go kill the vampires, right?
Yep.
So at the end, they have the vampire baby while there's a big fight going on outside.
Yep.
And the main werewolf guy, the one that takes his shirt off, the
they all take their shirt off.
Well, you know, the one that wants to fuck the gal.
Oh, the lead, yeah.
He sees the baby and immediately wants to fuck the baby. Like, he goes through this whole, like timeline of events where, like, eventually he fucks the baby. And so then he goes outside and says, "Guys, you can't kill the vampire baby because I want to fuck it." I'm not I wish I was joking, but I'm not. He goes outside, the fight stops immediately, and he looks them all in the eyes and he says, "Guys, you can't kill this baby. I want to fuck it." And that's the end of the movie. That's
black screen.
The end. The credits start rolling. He says, "I want to fuck that baby so fucking hard." And they say, "Cool, fight's over." They all go back to the forest. End of the movie.
That's reasonable.
I mean, perfectly reasonable. So, I mean, like, that's like a bros thing. That, like, you know, if your bro wants to fuck a baby, you can't kill that baby anymore. And it teaches you a valuable lesson about life.
No, it doesn't. That's a horrible lesson.
No.
That's a horrible lesson to teach little kids.
Paul, as your friend, if you ever come in contact with a baby that you really want to fuck,
and you're trying to kill it,
no,
you're trying to murder this baby.
Going that far. Whether I'm trying to kill it or not, I promise you, I will not kill that baby so that you can fuck it.
Even
that
if you were like
creed to you, my friend.
Even if you were like seconds from killing this baby.
Like if
you would
like,
just stop, like
hold the press.
Instantly, you're not going to kill the baby. Hey, Paul wants to fuck this baby.
Like if like I'm in a room with a baby, and like I'm ready to kill that baby, and like you bust into the house, you're like, "Stop, Mike! I want to fuck it."
Then you can kill it.
Yeah. No. I'm not going to kill it at all.
Well, what am I going to do with it after I fuck it? Then I'm going
to
have to.
Whatever
kill
you
it.
Want to. It's your baby. I mean, you just
that
fucked
Paul's
it.
Baby?
Yeah. No.
Paul can't fuck his own baby. That would
That's
be gross.
That's fucked up, man.
The major thing going on with the ladies is this 50 Shades of Grey. With the, you know, they're basically fuck books. They're like fuck stories.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of them.
And like, you know, we have, well, you know, I was going to say that, but it's not really true because we only have one fan and it's a female. But I would say that predominantly we're skewed towards the male.
No, we just have males on.
Just anyone who enjoys a good rape joke.
Yeah, but I mean, that would be prime. I think that, like, you know, it's a predominantly male-themed show.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, but our only fan is female, so that doesn't really work.
But, like, I'm not getting into this cult thing, and I'm not trying to spread my word to just dudes. You know, I want broads to love me as well.
Right.
And so, like, how we appeal to the ladies, apparently, is fuck stories, because the broads love this shit. They're fucking crazy for it. And so I was thinking,
it's almost like dudes and porn.
What?
It's almost like dudes and porn.
Yeah, only it's
exactly
fuck stories. Like they read
that,
it.
That
I guess
is,
they can. Like, I guess the difference would be like if they read it, like they can imagine in their head what the gentleman looks like, and he probably looks way better than like porno dudes.
Well,
you know, he's probably got, you know, bulging biceps and long flowing hair. He looks like Fabio, you know.
You know, that is what ladies do, right? They get the fuck books, they read them, and then masturbate to them like we do porno.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah.
They're basically lady pornos.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
And like, obviously, you have a very, you know, sexy, sultry voice.
Thank you.
But like, what I'm going for here is, When I was, I want to say I was in high school. Oh, no, she dated this. Let's see. What's the date? June 21st, 2000. So if she was my age, how old would she have been?
17?
Are you sure?
Does it matter?
Like,
yeah, 17.
A little bit.
It would have been 17.
Let's just say everyone involved was 18 years old.
No, okay, now I'm worried. If she was my age, well, in 2000, she
you're
was...
You're a year older than me.
Okay.
And I was 18 in 2002, so I was 17 in 2001, therefore you were 17 in 2000.
So 17, you think?
17. Well, you could have been 18. I don't 12. Know exactly when that was written.
Just to be safe, hold on a second. I'm going to go delete a file off my computer real quick. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Well, that happened.
All right, cool. So, anyway, this girl, she wrote me like a what would happen? Like in the AOL Instant Messenger days.
Yep.
We would like cyber sex back and forth, and she did most. I think she was like an aspiring writer. She was really into this stuff.
You're not supposed to look. You're supposed to look at me.
Yeah. Okay. I'm focusing
when
you, on you.
When you look at me, just think hungry eyes. Just that song plays in the back of your
hungry
head.
Eyes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Before you leave, we got to do a Napier karaoke. So.
Okay.
But anyway,
can it beat a Hungry Eyes?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And waterfalls. Don't go chasing waterfalls. But anyway,
I don't got the bass for that one.
It was all broads. Why would you need bass?
Why wouldn't I?
Yeah. But anyway, so we would you know, and this was back in the day, like you know when porn wasn't so. I mean, 56K modem, you know, you had to dial in. You couldn't use the phone and all that. We AOL Instant Messenger. And I would look at, like, you know, her dirty pictures that she would send me. And then, like, she would AOL Instant Message me a bunch of shit and, like, I'd beat off. And this is just what happened until she became, like, my pen pal. And she started writing me all these dirty letters. And I thought that reading a 17-year-old girl's dirty letters...
Well, it could have possibly been 18.
We'll say 18-year-old girl's dirty letters.
32-year-old man. This is the internet, bro.
Yeah, you have no idea who that actually was. He could have just been taking pictures of the neighbor girl.
Or find a random picture online.
But, like, I figure I haven't read it. I went and got it today. I have not read it. But, like, I used to beat off to this. You probably don't want to touch it with your hands. But touch it with your hands. Wash your hands after the podcast. But anyway... I thought that it would be fun if, like, you read this in your sexy lady voice.
I have a sexy lady voice?
Yeah. And these are my fuck letters from... It's dated June 21st, 2000.
Her 16th birthday.
So, do your sexy lady
voice...
Let's
see. Is this female handwriting?
Yeah, it is.
Most definitely female.
If you're asking if I wrote this,
that's a
no.
That's a jelly pen, too. Who the fuck... Other than a woman would use a jelly pin. That's a
fucking. Oh, and the best part
pin.
Is the P.S. at the end. P.S. the first of many. So was you know it? How I love to come back to our bits that really work.
What was it actually the first of many?
I think I might have a few other ones. I also have a breakup letter that might be fun to read too. Paul said he has a breakup letter to read too, but he doesn't know if he still has it. I keep everything. I have every note ever written to me ever because I'm a fucking idiot.
It smells like undersack.
No, I never kept it on my undersack. I held it with my right hand and jacked off with my left.
Are you lefty?
Yeah,
he's a
lefty.
No wonder.
Yeah, he's a devil. Okay.
All right, you ready?
Mike, well, I decided to start these letters that I now owe you. So here goes nothing. For mental image purposes and to better my creativity, we're going to say that you just walked into a nice hotel room that I'm staying in. ...
Was she an escort? Why does her fantasy involve a hotel room?
Chick.
You're fucking up the ambiance.
Yeah.
Sorry.
As the door locks into place, your eyes roam slowly from my head to my toes and back again, taking in what I'm wearing, a blue satin robe that barely goes past my mid-thigh. You can smell the soft, sweet smell of... The soft, sweet smell of soap and shampoo coming from my body as I walk up to you.
So yeah, she showered.
She's not a stinky
and double
bitch,
soap.
What she said.
Yeah, obviously she doesn't smell like dank clothes.
This by saying I'm not a stinky bitch.
After a long day in the fields.
As I walk up to you slowly, I wrap my arms around your neck, tangling my fingers softly through your hair. As my lips gently press to yours, My body lightly presses to yours as your arms slide around my back. My lips part over yours, and I run my tongue lightly over yours until they part. Slowly, I slide my tongue into your mouth. My tongue delicately explores your mouth. As yours does mine. I pull my tongue back into my mouth and gently begin to suck on yours. My hands are tugging at your shirt, wanting desperately... wanting desperately to pull it off. Our kisses break momentarily as your shirt is pulled over your head and dropped onto the floor. We immediately start to kiss again, harder this time. As our arousal begins to grow, my hands slide down. Other page.
Turn the page.
Oh, yeah. What a fucking cliffhanger of it. She's good.
You think she's diddling her business?
She had to be.
Right. I would be if I was alone listening to the podcast.
Hold on, I'm busy jerking it. All right, keep going,
Ace. Got to finish her off.
Yeah, finish her off. It's only kind.
Tell us when you're done.
Chivalry
we'll stop.
Is not dead.
Your back and around your front at your waist, I start to undo your pants and let them fall down around your ankles. My hands slide into your boxers and gently wrap around your cock.
Yes!
Which is getting quite hard.
Oh, really?
Gently, I nibble at your lower lip as my hand slowly begins to rub your hard cock. As I continue to rub, my lips softly make their way to your ear, where my tongue runs lightly over it. Your hands slide up and down my back as I rub a little harder and faster, wrapping my lips around your earlobe. I nibble and suck at it softly. You can feel the soft satin of my robe as my body is pressed tightly against you. All of a sudden, I stop nibbling at your ear and rubbing your cock.
Nice.
Great timing.
I'm reading it as she wrote it.
I drop to my knees in front of you and pull your boxers down. My hands slide up the outsides of your legs as my tongue flicks lightly across the insides.
One hand insides of what the fuck? Of your legs? Who's licking the inside of your legs?
One hand wraps tightly around your hand, hard throbbing cock. As the other rests on your hip, slowly, I wrap my warm mouth around the head of your cock, beginning to lightly suckle. As my hand rubs it, your hands come down and tangle lightly into my soft, light, curling hair. My tongue flicks over the very tip of your cock as I begin to suck and rub harder. I hear your breathing get uneven as my mouth sucks.
This is good.
When you're about,
it's almost over, for fuck's sake!
When you're about to come, I pull
There's
my
no
mouth
way
off.
I would have ever lasted this long. Ever.
I pull my mouth off you slowly. I stand and press lips to yours, kissing you deeply.
Oh, fuck, that's nasty.
What?
She just had your dick in her mouth and she's kissing you.
Deeply, nonetheless.
Christ.
You can taste the warm saltiness of your own dick.
You can taste the warm pre-cum on my tongue as I touch it against your teeth.
Oh, wow.
Is it almost over, Napier? Because yes. There's no way I would have been... I don't think I've ever gotten this far in the story.
I only read the first page.
Oh. Did you lose your place?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Wrapping my arms around your neck As we slowly make our way to the bed, your hands slide down my body to my waist.
So, like, I haven't even started fucking her yet, right?
No, you,
I mean,
you
like,
haven't fucked her yet.
I don't think she gets fucked in this story.
No,
there's a whole paragraph left.
All the fucking is in
yeah,
one
yeah, all
paragraph.
The fucking is like, then you fucked me. The end.
The end.
It was good.
I came so hard, good. I accidentally pooted.
I blew a blood vessel.
Your hands slide down my body to my waist, where you untie my robe and pull it off. My robe drops to the floor, leaving me naked in front of you. We fall into the bed. I roll on top of you, my smooth legs placed on either side of your hips. I reach down and wrap my hand around your cock as I press it into myself. It slides inside my warm, wet pussy, moaning as I do. Your hands slide up my thighs and grip my ass as I ride your cock, slowly at first, and then harder and faster. As the passion between us grows, I arch my back far as my pussy begins to clench around your cock. I yell out as my entire body begins to shake in ecstasy. I continue to ride you until you carry out in your pleasure.
Thought our kisses break momentarily, as your shirt is pulled over your head, and you dropped onto the floor. We'd immediately start kissing again, harder this time, as our arousal begins to grow. My hands slide down the other page. Our kisses break momentarily, as your shirt is pulled over your head, and you dropped onto the floor.
Napier. It's hot in here.
Yeah, it is.
She seemed far more experienced than you.
Oh, yeah.
No, she was probably out getting banged like...
She was a freak.
...all the time.
She was probably a 38-year-old dude. You're probably right.
That's pretty feminine-looking handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was convinced it was a dude until I saw the letter.
Well...
No, he just got his niece to write it out for him.
Yeah,
he's like, here, honey, can you write this out? I need to send this to my pen pal.
Well, I'm pretty sure obvious. I'm
thoroughly... I have so many like pointless letters, like just like she would write me letters like in her classes and stuff, and tell me about her teachers, and like, you know, I'm just flipping through. I don't know, like, what'd you say I was 17? I'm
yep,
flipping through.
About
going,
17.
Where's the part that you talk about us fucking? Where's the part that you talk about us fucking? You know, like, and very rarely was there any, but yeah.
Good job saving those.
Yeah.
So where are the pics?
No, they're gone. They're well gone.
Check out the board, the We Were Full of Dicks boards later, guys.
Yeah. We're going to post underage porn.
No, she's 18.
No, she's 18.
Hopefully.
She's 18 now.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
I don't think it works like that.
I don't think that works. No,
no, probably doesn't. No, actually, it's probably horribly illegal.
No. Yeah, no, and by the way, everything we just said, we were joking.
Yeah.
Well, other than the, you know, the auto-tune. The auto-tune wasn't joking. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was just fucking amazing.
And Mike's not going to shoot up someplace to get famous.
No. Because I want you to...
Unless it's heroin.
I want you to love me for my mind.
That's good. That's something only a mother could love. Well, see you in hell, faggots.
Bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioQBar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WEGOD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at wegodix.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at wegodix. Join our board at wegodix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go and wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.